Welcome in, everyone. Ready for another Cosmic Deep Dive?
Always ready.
Well, today we're looking at the North Node and South Node, making their move into Pisces and Virgo. And that's happening, well, according to the info that you sent over from astrologers Eber Tansoy's site, AstroChronos.
Yes.
It's happening through February 2027.
Right.
So maybe you're thinking, okay, that's kind of far off.
Yeah.
But in astrology land, that is just around the corner.
Absolutely.
So these nodes, yeah. For anyone who's new to this, maybe just a quick reminder, they're not actually planets.
Right. They're mathematical points.
Yeah, exactly.
But they act like a compass, revealing the path of your soul's evolution.
I love it. I'm picturing a compass right now.
Yeah.
So we've got this shift coming up.
Yes.
How is this Pisces-Virgo axis different from the previous one?
Okay. So imagine you've been climbing a mountain. Right? Very focused on your individual progress, conquering challenges. That's very Aries. And along the way, you've learned a lot about partnerships, fairness, and how to relate to others, Libra.
Right.
So now you've reached a plateau.
Okay.
And you're being called to go inward, explore the deeper meaning behind it all.
So less outward achievement and more inner exploration.
Exactly. Think of Pisces as the ocean of emotions.
Okay.
Spirituality and intuition.
Mm.
This transit invites you to dive into those depths.
I like that.
Yeah, it's time to connect with your inner wisdom.
Okay.
Maybe that means finally trying that meditation practice you've been putting off,
right,
or trusting your gut feelings more.
So the flip side of the South Node in Virgo, what do we do there?
Precisely, we release what no longer serves us,
especially
perfectionism, overthinking, micromanaging, simplifying your life, focusing on well-being.
Okay.
Finding that balance.
That does sound pretty appealing.
Yeah.
But, you know, letting go of control.
It's hard.
Can be really tough.
Especially with big changes on the horizon.
Exactly. And speaking of big changes.
Yeah.
Tansoy mentioned some possible economic challenges during this transit.
Yeah. She points to some potential shifts.
Okay.
Even referencing the 2008 recession, which happened during a similar nodal transit.
Okay.
So with Saturn, the planet of limitations and responsibility.
Yeah.
Joining the North Node in Pisces, we might see similar patterns emerging.
So a time to be mindful of our resources.
Exactly.
Maybe revisit our financial plans.
Yeah. Be resourceful, adaptable, maybe even reevaluating career paths.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Saturn in Pisces is like a cosmic auditor.
Ooh.
Urging us to get our spiritual houses in order.
I like that.
Where have we been overspending, not just financially, but energetically?
It's not just about tightening our belts.
Right.
But being more conscious of where we're directing our energy.
Precisely.
Okay, so this might sound like a time of contraction.
Yeah.
But is there also potential for expansion?
Yes, particularly in areas related to spirituality and healing.
Okay, makes sense with that Pisces influence. Are we talking like crystals, incense, chanting on mountaintops?
Well, it could manifest in those ways for some.
Okay.
But more broadly, I think we'll see a surge in interest in alternative healing.
Okay.
Spiritual practices, things like meditation.
So it's not just about escapism.
Right.
But about seeking solace and understanding during a potentially tumultuous time.
Exactly. However, with Saturn in the mix.
Okay.
It's important to approach these areas with discernment.
Mm.
A healthy dose of critical thinking.
Your research?
Yes. Ask questions.
Right.
Make sure you're aligning with practices and teachers that resonate with you.
Great advice. So, big picture.
Yeah.
We're moving into a period where intuition and emotional well-being are highlighted.
Yes.
But we also need to balance that with practicality, especially as we navigate those potential economic changes.
Learning to surf those cosmic waves.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, it's not about resisting the current.
Right.
But learning to ride it.
With grace and skill.
Yes, and a little bit of faith in your own inner compass.
Absolutely. Now, before we move on to how this affects each sign.
Yeah.
Tansoy mentions 2006 to 2008.
Yes.
The last time the North Node was in Pisces.
Right.
What's the significance there?
Well, she suggests reflecting on that period in your life.
Okay.
Because similar themes may resurface.
Mm.
Think about what was happening for you back then.
Yeah.
Were there any major shifts or transitions?
Okay.
What lessons did you learn?
Okay.
Reflecting on that time could offer valuable clues.
Good point. Think back to 2006.
Yeah.
Big year, small year. Anything stand out?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought as we dive into how this Pisces-Virgo energy interacts with each sign.
Okay. All right, so are we ready to see how this Pisces Virgo energy might play out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with Aries.
Okay.
This transit could feel like a gentle nudge to pay more attention to your inner world, your dreams, your intuition.
So maybe instead of conquering that next challenge, Aries might benefit from taking a moment to just be to recharge.
Yes, prioritize self-care.
Yeah.
Maybe explore some spiritual practices to help you connect with that inner voice.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, what about Taurus?
For Taurus, this transit highlights your social connections and friendships.
Okay.
It's about finding your tribe.
So step out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Connect with some like-minded people.
Absolutely. Join a group.
Yeah.
A class, something that aligns with your interests.
All right. Geminis, get ready.
Geminis, the spotlight is on your career.
Ooh.
And public image.
Okay.
Time to step up, take on more responsibility.
Yeah.
Pursue those ambitions.
Time for those communication skills to shine.
Absolutely. Geminis are known for their ability to connect.
Right.
And this transit encourages them to use that.
To advance their career.
Yes, their career goals.
Okay. What about Cancers?
Cancers, get ready for a thirst for knowledge and expansion.
Okay.
You might feel drawn to travel, study, or exploring different philosophies and beliefs.
Broaden those horizons.
Absolutely. Maybe a solo trip.
Yeah.
To a place you've always dreamed of going.
Okay. Or finally signing up for that online course.
Perfect examples.
Okay, Leos.
Leos, get ready for some deep inner work.
Oh.
This transit delves into themes of intimacy.
Okay.
Shared resources transformation.
What kind of transformation are we talking about here?
It's about confronting fears.
Okay.
Letting go of control.
Hmm.
Embracing vulnerability.
So a little less roar.
Yes.
A little more introspection.
Exactly. Shedding those old layers.
Yeah.
To reveal the authentic self underneath.
Okay, Virgos, what about them?
Virgos, with the South Node in your sign, this transit is all about releasing perfectionism and embracing a more flexible approach to life. So simplifying, prioritizing health, finding that balance between work and self-care.
This is what we were talking about earlier, right?
Exactly.
Letting go of what no longer serves us.
Right. And for Virgos, this might be extra potent.
Yeah, I can see. Okay, what about Libras?
For Libras, this transit focuses on your daily routines, work and health.
To create some healthy habits.
Yeah. Streamline that workflow.
Mm.
Find more efficient ways of doing things.
So Libras indulge that love of balance and harmony.
Exactly.
But this time it's about their daily life.
Yes, their everyday life.
Okay. Scorpios.
Scorpios. This transit highlights creativity, romance, and self-expression.
Okay.
Embrace your passions. Pursue those hobbies.
Connect with that inner child.
Yes.
All right, Sagittarius.
For Sagittarius, this transit emphasizes home family and your sense of belonging.
Create a nurturing and supportive environment.
Exactly, for yourself and your loved ones.
Okay, Capricorns.
Capricorns, this transit activates communication, learning, and your local community.
So less mountain climbing.
Yes.
More exploring your own backyard.
That's it. Connect with your neighborhood.
Okay.
Take some short trips. Engage in some stimulating conversations.
Aquarians.
For Aquarians, this transit brings focus to finances, values, and self-worth.
Okay.
It's a time to assess your resources, build financial security, and align your actions with your core beliefs.
So get grounded in those values.
Exactly.
Make sure your financial decisions reflect them.
Yes. And last but not least, Pisces.
Okay, the big one.
With the North Node in your sign.
Yeah.
This transit is all about personal growth.
Hmm.
Self-discovery, stepping into your authentic self.
Okay.
Embrace your intuition.
Yeah.
Explore your spiritual side.
Okay.
And pursue your dreams with passion.
Powerful time for Pisces.
It is.
To truly blossom.
Embrace all that makes you unique.
Yeah.
Share your gifts with the world.
Okay, so that was a lot of info.
It was a lot.
But I think a good overview.
Yes.
Of, you know, how this transit might play out.
Yeah, remember, these are just general interpretations for a more personalized understanding.
Yeah.
You'd want to look at your whole birth chart.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which takes into account all the planets.
Right.
And other celestial bodies.
At the time of your birth.
Right. Okay. But this gives us a good starting point.
Yes. A good overview.
For understanding the themes that might be playing out.
Yeah. Over the next couple of years.
Okay. So what about those eclipses Tansoy mentions?
The eclipses.
Yeah. Those seem important.
They're like cosmic power surges.
Okay.
That can accelerate change and bring hidden matters to light.
Give me the dates I'm marking my calendar.
Okay. So in 2025, we have four eclipses to watch out for.
Okay.
The first two occur in March.
Okay.
On the 14th and the 29th.
Got it.
Then we have two more in September.
Okay.
On the 7th and 21st.
Okay. I'm writing all this down.
Pay close attention to what unfolds around those times.
Okay.
It could be potent moments for transformation.
All right. So I'm officially intrigued. But let's zoom back out for a moment.
Okay.
So we've explored this idea of a cosmic compass.
Right.
With the North Node in Pisces guiding us.
Yes.
Toward intuition, spirituality,
yeah,
emotional depth,
right,
and the South Node in Virgo.
Right.
Urging us to release that perfectionism.
Yes.
Embrace a more balanced approach.
Hmm.
And, you know, we've also talked about those potential economic shifts.
Yes.
The growing interest in spirituality and healing.
Right.
And even how this transit might affect each sign.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey.
It really has. Oh. So if we pull back and look at the big picture, what does this Pisces-Virgo nodal transit ultimately mean for the listener?
I think it's an invitation to connect more deeply with yourself, to prioritize your well-being, and to embrace change with flexibility and courage.
Because as we've seen, change is inevitable.
Absolutely. But this isn't about just weathering the storm. It's about learning to harness the energy of these cosmic tides to evolve and grow.
Like that.
Imagine yourself as a surfer.
Okay.
Riding those waves, navigating the ups and downs.
With skill.
Yes, with grace.
I love that visual.
It's empowering. We're not just passive passenger.
Right.
We're active participants.
Co-creating our experience.
Exactly. And to navigate these waters successfully, we need to trust that inner compass, that intuitive knowing that guides us towards our true north.
And that's where that Pisces North Node comes in.
Yes, helping us tap into that inner wisdom.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave the listener with a question.
Okay.
If you were to write the story of your next 2 years,
mm-hmm.
what role would intuition, spirituality, and service play?
That's a good question.
How will you ride these cosmic waves?
That's a beautiful question.
It encourages us to take all this information and apply it to our own lives.
Right.
Become the authors of our own cosmic adventures.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you for being our guide on this cosmic journey.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our listener has as well.
Me too.
So to everyone listening.
Yes.
Thanks for diving deep with us.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring, keep evolving, and keep trusting that inner compass.
It knows the way.
It does.